We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph. Now we're beginning three lines from the top. Omer Rav Avachasya, Omer Rav Chom Bar Guri, Omer Rav, Kol Ir, Shagag Yisehel, Gavoyim Besaknesas, any city where the houses and the roofs of the houses are higher than the shul, Masoyiv Chareva, they're going to get destroyed. Shanema, L'roimim is Beisa L'keinu, L'hamres Chavrseinu, and the end of the Pasuk says, Los is Lonu Gedder B'Yehuda. At the only time Hashem will make a gedder Yehuda and protect the houses and Batei Midrashim is only if you meroimim as beis lekenu, if you make the shul higher than the other houses. But the Gemara says, v'hanim li v'batim, only by houses. Av v'kashkushe v'avrure les lamba. But the towers are fine, like the towers could be water towers or watch towers. That's fine. That's not a bazillion to the beis Midrash. And the Farshim also speak out that this is only if it's made to use. To use the roof. In those days, the roofs were flat, and they were able to use the roofs for the stamsus. You have to use it to use the roof. So only if you use the roof for stamsus, that is when there's a problem if the roof of the houses are higher than the shul. But if you don't use them, then it's fine. And also, only if it's done derech bezayin. But if it's pumped higher, because you need more diurim, you need more people to live there, also that won't be a problem. So the problem is only if you do it just to make it look nicer, make it look higher, that's where it's a problem to have the houses higher than the roof of the shul. Omer Rav Ashi, Ana Avdi L'Masa Mechasya, I made sure, he was Rosh Shiva Masa Mechasya Rav Ashi, and he said that I made sure Masa Mechasya, no houses were higher than the shul. And I know Avdi Mechaz Mechaz Lecharaiva. Break the Marva Chareva. The Ma'aseh, at the end of the day, it got destroyed. So the Ma'aseh Oven Lecharaiva. It was not Chareva because of this reason. It was a different reason because he might have stopped them from making the Batei Midrashim, making the houses higher than Batei Midrashim. But Amar Rav Mechaz Yom Rav Chama Bar Gorya. But Amar Rav. All these are just Amar Rav Mechaz. That's the Hemshech, all the Gemaras. We're saying memories from Rav Mechaz. But Amar Rav Mechaz Yom Rav Chama Bar Gorya. Amar Rav. If you have to work for someone and be someone's gabai, basically a shamish, it's better to work for Yishmael than for a nachri. Rashi's nachri means the adumim, like the edoim, because they are much more ruthless. So it's better to be tachas Yishmael or tachas nachri. Now, if it's choice nachri or chabar, tachas nachri or tachas chabar, it should mean under a chabar. A chabar, according to Rashi, are from the Persians, the Parsian. It's a type of Umma called Parsiim, and the Tosfos has a whole issue exactly when these Parsiim were, if the Chabar is really Parsiim or Chabar is a later people, but they're very ruthless, and you should rather work for a Nachri than for a Chabar. Takas Chabar or Takas Talmud Chacham. You should rather work for a Chabar than Talmud Chacham. What's Pshat? Talmud Chacham, you shouldn't work for, because for Talmud Chacham, if the slightest thing you do wrong is a huge oinah, so it's not worth it to work with Talmud Chacham. It has a lot of milas also, because there's a chiv to Meshamash Talmud Chacham, but Lamaisa, it's very scary also. You have to make sure not to be machnetim in any way. And even worse than that, it says Yosef Amana. Takas Talmud Chacham, lo takas Yosef Amana. And Rashi explains, because Yosef Amana, the Masa Matsuya, it's more common for them to have tears, and we know that anytime they cry, that Hashem always answers them. Therefore, again, it's more scary to work for Yosef Amana. So to Amar Avayt, Amar Rav Chasam, Amar Rav Chom Bar Gur, Yom Rav. Kol Choyli, it's, you know, if you're going to get sick, you'll take any sickness, but the worst sickness is intestinal disease. Lo Choyli Ma'ayim. And Choyli Ma'ayim is the worst sickness that someone could have. Kol Koyev, Koyev means more like an ache. So Lo Kol Koyev, Lo Koyev Lev, not a heartache. Heartache is not good. Heartache doesn't mean a heart attack. Heartache means someone who has pain. So any ache is fine, but the worst, then nothing's fine. But the worst type of ache is a heartache. Kol mechesh, b'loy mechesh roish. Mechesh means something a little bit that hurts, like shosha ba'alma. So all mechesh is fine, you know, your hand hurts a little bit, it's fine, but loy mechesh is not a headache. And kol rav, lo isha ra. Any, all bad, but not isha ra, that's the worst thing. What does the isha ra mean? And so in the Rishonim, the isha ra means isha wa ani midas. So I think maybe the Iris speaks out, even though you're supposed to look for yichus and these things, but the most important thing is the midas, because if you have a wife with any midas, it's all raw at all time. If all the rivers would be ink, and all the swamps will be made into a pen, a quill, I guess is the English word for that. V'shamayim yirios, and all the scars will be like yirios, which is like cloth, parchment. V'chomni od lavrim, everyone will be a cipher. It means he had all this stuff. He had a lot, you know, a lot of ink and pens and cipherim, and he had to write something down. Ema speaking lichtev chalolo shal roshos. You wouldn't want to write down the oimek libam, Rashi says. It means all that the government has to do. Roshos means what the government has to do. It says in Mishnah Avos, you shouldn't try to be roshos. Hazarim and aroshos. So don't try to be an askin. Because the askin, a lot of things take care of. Like Rashi speaks out, he has to worry about the taxes, he has to worry about the mechamos, he has to worry about the mishpatim. You know, think about, you know, what's going on right now in the world. The askanim have the hard, very hard job, and we can't even imagine the depth of what they have to take care of. Micro, what do you find your idea in the pasuk? Omram sharshia shemayim larum. Just like shemayim up there, you can't imagine how far it goes and how there's no end. The eretz loimik, and eretz is loimik. The leiv melachim ein cheker. The leiv melachim ein cheker is equal to shemayim larum and eretz loimik. Just like the sky, you don't know, you can't imagine where it goes to. The eretz, you can't imagine where it goes to. Leiv melachim ein cheker. Same thing. The heart of melachim have no end to what they have to take care of. Zogt Gemara weiter. Omer Rav Mechasya, Omer Rav Chom Bar Gur. Yomer Rav, Yofa Tainis Lechaloyim Ke'esh L'Nu'urais. Just like Esh is good, L'Nu'urais, to burn up little pieces of Tzemer that are around. It's just like a fire burns them out right away. The same thing is, Tainis is good for Chaloyim. Someone has a Chaloyim that's no good, it's very good to have. It's very good. A tightness is very good. If someone has a bad dream, to fast, that will take it away, just like Ace will take away a nu'uras. And you should do it that day. Fast that day. Don't wait till the next day. When the best to get out of the fast is when you fast that day. Feel the Shabbos. Even let it fast on Shabbos. And the Rishonim explained that even though Shabbos, you're not allowed to fast, but if the only reason why you're not allowed to fast is you're not allowed to ma'ana yourself. But when something is a tainik for you, then you could fast. And here, since the chaloyim was so bad, the dream was such a bad dream, the tainis is a tainik for you, and therefore you could fast even on Shabbos. And what's the story about this? Rav Shul Breid Rav Idi Iklo Lebe Rav Ashi Avdilei Iglo Tilsa. He went there on Shabbos, it must have been. Rav Yeshua went to Rav Yidi Salik Lomari, went to him on Shabbos, and he made him a special dish, an igla tilsa. It could have been on Shabbos because he made it for him. I guess maybe it was on the weekday. The Gemara's Masha for something about Shabbos, but either way, he came to eat for him, either made it to him before Shabbos or was not on Shabbos. He made him an igla tilsa. Igla tilsa is a calf that's the third born to the mother. What's the mile of that? Rashi explains that the first two babies the behemoth has, she's not so strong yet, so the kids are not so geshmak, not so bari, they're not so gezunt. But the third baby of the ox, this calf, is a very healthy calf, and it's a very good delicacy. So he made him an igla tilsa. Take a piece to eat. I made you a very fancy food. Eat something. Don't you notice halacha that if someone is mekabel to fast, he is allowed to borrow his tainis and pay it up a different time, which means that if something happens, he has a simcha today, he's let it eat from it and pay up a different time. And pay up the tainis a different time. So he also, what's the problem? You'll pay up your tainis a different time. He thought it was because he was fasting because of a neder. Omalei, tainis chaloimu. It's not a regular tainis. Tainis chaloimu. Omarav, omachasim, rav, chambaraguri, omarav, yofa tainis chaloim, kesh lunuris. That the tainis is good for chaloim, like fire to little pieces of wool. Amrav Chisto, by B'yom, and that day, and this was last night, he had a dream. Amrav Yosef, over Shabbos, even on Shabbos. So he said, I have to fast. So I'm not sure what it means on Shabbos, he's saying, just akadei kach, how important the fast is. So either way, he was telling him that I have to fast, and that's why I couldn't eat, even though he made me a special meal, I could not eat this. Dr. Gemara Vaita. V'meschilu eimav sikim, then says, if you started eating, let's say, eating the suda, just go that way. Start eating the suda, it came to Vamincha, you don't have to stop. But Kriyishma, you have to stop. And then it says again, V'eim afsikin letfila. That's what it says at the end again. So the question is, why does it repeat V'eim afsikin letfila again? Hatalalei Reisha. In the Reisha, it already says V'eim afsikin for Mincha. So why does it say again, V'eim afsikin letfila? Why does it repeat it over? Hatalalei Reisha, V'eim afsikin. Zok Tamar, Seifa, Osa, Ladivrei Torah. Sefer, it says, Ein mafsikim l'tefila, means when you're middle of learning. When you're middle of learning, you don't have to stop for tefila. That's what it means at the end. Once, if you start learning before the Zman Tefila, you don't have to stop for Zman Tefila. The Tanya, Chaveir b'sha oiskim v'tayra, the Ilum was learning Tayra, mafsikim kriyas, Chaveir mafsikim l'tefila, you stop for Shema, and you don't have to stop for tefila for davening. But Amar Rav Yechanan, this is not Harm Shen Shu. It's only for Rav Shimon ben Yechai and his friends. And Teirasam Nasam. Kain Anu, but we, which Rav Yechanan went himself, Rav Yechanan, Kain Anu, Mafsim Kriya Shema Tefila. We stop for Kriya Shema Tefila. Why? So Rashi explains, if you stop your Tayra to go to your job, right? You stop learning to go to job, so you're not going to stop for Tefila? That's what Teirasam Nasam means, that his job is Tayra. So his job is Tayra, that's all he does. So they don't stop at tefillah. But we who stop our Torah for our job, we should stop at tefillah. That's the pshat. So this whole thing, that you don't have to mafsik, is only for Rosh Hashanah and Beichoy. It's obviously not negeya for us. Taisus speaks out that even though, Taisus speaks out that the more later on says Rosh Hashanah and Beichoy, when he was in the cave for all those years, when it came, he only had one pair of clothing. So it came Zman tefillah, you know, all the time he was under the sand when he learned. But Kim's Zman Tefila, they used to switch off the clothing. So the question is, and he's daven. The question is, he doesn't have daven. He's learning the whole time. Shem Rechai would say, Tarasa Menasa. Taisa's answer, that's Kriya Shema. That's Taisa's answer, it's Kriya Shema. That's all of the answer that if you want, you're allowed to daven. I'm saying that he wanted to daven. He doesn't have to, but he wanted to daven. So then he's allowed to daven. Dapshah's built the Torah to daven. Just you don't have to stop for daven, but you're allowed to stop for daven. They wanted to daven, so they daven. That's the other mahalach. And Taisus, look at small Taisus, could go in to see that. So what tomorrow Vaita, tomorrow the Kasha. Vatanya, now we're saying even Torosoi Umnosoi stops for Kriya Shema. That means there's two levels. There's the regular person, he stops for both, and Torosoi Umnosoi stops for Kriya Shema. The problem is that Abraham said, "Tanya, k'shem she'em afsikim l'tefila, kach'em afsikim l'kriya shema." There's a certain time when you don't stop anything. So what is that? If now we just said even a Torah say umnasa stops for shema, so when do you stop for nothing? K'shem she'em afsikim l'tefila, kach'em afsikim l'kriya shema. So the Gemara Kitana, he b'ibrashana, when they are doing the ibrashana, they're sitting together and deciding if they can put another adar in. Amar Rav Adar bar Hava, v'chein tanu sabi de grunya. Amar Rav Elazar bar Tzadok. When we were busy deciding about the Ibra Hashanah, about extending the year by a month, in Yavna, we didn't stop, not for Shema, not for Tvila, and we didn't stop. And Taisa says the reason is, so your time shouldn't get messed up, and that's why they don't stop for anything when it comes to Ibra Hashanah. And there's another Taisus that speaks out. Even though we're coming out, someone like us, we stop for Kriya Shema and Tefillah. So Taisus asks, Adi Gemara said before in yesterday's blat, that someone who jumps up to Davin is a Taina. Meisa Ozle Mishmaya Taira Gam Tefillah Sateva, it says. That's Taisus asks, the Gemara said yesterday. And the Taisus, two truths. Either it was Tairasa Menasa before, that's how we spoke out yesterday. Or another Taira says that it wasn't Sha'ai Veris yet. That's why he got up. It wasn't missing the Zman. That's why he shouldn't have gotten up so fast. The Mishnah says, "Lo yitze hachayit b'machtoi somach lechashecha." A tailor should not walk out with his needle somach lechashecha. Now he's carrying his needle, and he's walking around it right like a half hour before Shabbos. He shouldn't walk around with it. Why? Shem yishkach v'yitze. Since he's so used to carrying it, he might carry it out with him when he goes out on Shabbos also. So a half hour before Shabbos already, he should get rid of it. Not a sefer with his pen, because these people, they used to walk around this all the time, so worried and take it out on Shabbos. Not a halacha. Lo yafla is kelov. This person should not clean his begotten from bugs. Lo yikra le'or haner. And he shouldn't read le'or haner. We'll see what the issa of lo yafla is kelov is, what's going on. In the Gemara, we'll see. Metz Hashem, maybe tomorrow. Lo yikra le'or haner. And he shouldn't read on Shabbos L'or HaNer. Why not? Because you might, in those days they had candlelight only, and sometimes the candle used to flicker. And the reason is because there wasn't enough oil near the wick. So you used to tip the cup a little bit to bring more oil near the wick, and that's a problem called the Havara. It's a Deraisa. And therefore, if you're going to read and you see it won't be lit so good, you might Shema Yata. And therefore, you're not allowed to read Kenegat a candle because you might make it closer and be over something. Be'emes amru, a chazin, roya hechen tenekas kairin, avul hu la yikra. The Chazan is let us see where the Tanaikas are holding, but he shouldn't read. What does that mean? What does the Chazan mean? So Rashi has two pshatim. Rashi's first pshat means that the Chazan of Beis Knesset is the Baal Kairi, and he doesn't know what parasha. He's the Baal Kairi, he doesn't know what parasha we're up to. Interesting. So what does he do? He looks at the kids who are learning at Friday night what they're being Mavis Sedra. And he sees, oh, the Mavis Sedra parasha of Yaakov Akuda. Okay, we know it's Yaakov Akuda this week. So he is not allowed to read La'or Haneh, but he's allowed to look at the kids La'or Haneh. That's one pshat. The other pshat is, he's a malamin tanoikis, he wants to see where to start and where to end, and he just looks at it like quickly like that. The question is, if he Rashi's first pshat, how are the kids allowed to learn by the light? What do you mean? So he can't learn, but he can just check it out. But it sounds like the kids are being mavis sedra by the RNL. What's the pshat? So first of all, the Tosfos to Gimel Aleph on top of the Omer to ask the question, and he says that they were doing it b'isser. From the equal of the current b'isser, v'ein moichem v'yadom. You have to moichem the kids. That's one pshat. The other pshat, the Rambam, that's what I thought was possible pshat, is that they're learning with a Rebbe. If a Rebbe is watching them, there's no isser of Shem v'yata. Then the Mishnah ends off the last thing. Ki yaitzibai, similarly, that we're talking about harchakas over here, a half hour before the Shabbos shouldn't carry on a machat. So, similarly, ki yaitzibai, yoichal azov, mazov, mehergal aveira. A zov should not eat with a zava. Now, a zov, talking about his wife is a zava, and if his wife is a zava, he is usher with her because she's a zava. Now, if they eat together, then they might be together more because it's very shmak to eat together. So it says it shouldn't eat together. So a vada, a tahar, a person's tahar shouldn't eat with a zava, and even a zav shouldn't eat with a zava. And what's the kosher kinyan? What's the bigger chiddush with zav and a zava? So some rishonim say is because for a zav it's a tashmish kosher loy, and therefore maybe be allowed to kamash lon, he can't eat either with her. For a hergal avera, Rashi says from place from teich shem siachtim yovay livol zava shivikaris. Why is Rashi says?
Because